The Senate will come to order. Members and guests in the upper galleries, will you please rise for a prayer offered by the Senator from the 4th?
Lord, who enlightens, we ask for your supernatural wisdom as we make some tough decisions during this session. Help us to carefully consider not just ideas, but the impact on the lives of people. May those sharing information give us pertinent points that make us think as well as understand. Help us to be innovative as we brainstorm solutions. Help us to wisely evaluate our option, considering the pros and the cons. Help us to be unified in making the best possible decisions and to effectively carry them out. Heavenly Father, in our hearts we plan our course, but we pray that you establish our steps. I pray that we seek you for advice. Let us not make decisions based upon what we know, but let us act based upon your wisdom. Please guide us, Lord. We place this session in your hands. We place our hearts and our minds in your hands so that you may direct us. Even if we have different opinions, give us unity of spirit. Help us to find common ground in the valley of uncertainty. Help us to work as a unified team in collaboration to produce a better outcome. Help us to work as a whole rather than as individuals trying to promote their own agendas. May we have a spirit of camaraderie in this room and work together in our shared mission. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 7th is here. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being established, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 48th day, Tuesday, April 13, 2021. The Senate met.
Senator from Newton.
President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with as though having been approved and thoroughly having been read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor, please say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. If we can recognize to my right and your left, one of my really good friends, former State Representative John Bowman, who is here advocating on behalf of the St. Louis County NAACP as their president, and as well as a distinguished citizen of the state of Missouri. So if we can recognize Mr. Bowman, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please welcome the guest of the Senator from the 14th. Introduction of guests. Senator Jefferson.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. It's my honor to introduce some special guests on my left and to your right. On the bench here, we have a very good dear friend of mine who we went to school from first grade through high school together. So we've known each other for lots of years. Teresa Welch, if you'd stand, Teresa. And she's accompanied today by Terry McDonald, Judy Klein, and Joan Voss, and they're all from Camden County. And if the body would make them feel welcome, I would appreciate it.
Please make the guests from the Senator from Jefferson welcome. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Would you please inquire with the Secretary if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, will you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 29. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 189. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 29. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 189, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, will you please read the report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 44, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 71, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Dallas. Senator from Dallas.
Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolutions 22, 9, and 27, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Bill Number 333, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 271, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Bill number 850, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chairman.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate substitute for Senate Bill 44 to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
Senator, that bill will be referred to said committee. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two announcements, if you'll allow that. One at a time. Good plan. So my first announcement is that tomorrow morning at 8:30, your Committee on Progress and Development will meet in Senate Committee Room 1. We have several bills and an executive session, so I hope to see everyone there. And you're welcome that we didn't meet this morning. My second announcement is that upon adjournment, or a few minutes after, the women of the Senate, the 11 of us, I'm asking those who can to join us in the Senator from Callaway's office for a discussion. And I think many of you, if not all, know what that's about. So we will see you. The Senator from Callaway has a hearing. She'll come back and join us, and we'll get started without her. Just a couple minutes upon adjournment in the Senator from Callaway's office. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for all of those announcements. Announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to remind all of our Senate members of the charity softball game that is going to occur here, start this evening at 5:30. If any of you so wish to come out and cheer on the Senate President Pro Tem's team, we'd be glad for that. And hopefully we will bring home the trophy for the Senate once again this year. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator Newton.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Newton. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.